In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8, the Apostle Paul corrects and brings us back to the roles that God has designed for us from the beginning. He says, I desire, therefore, that the men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. In like manner also that the women adorn themselves in modest apparel with propriety and moderation, not with braided hair or gold or pearls or costly clothing, but which is proper for women professing godliness with good works. Let a woman learn in silence with all submission, and I do not permit a woman to teach or to have authority over a man, but to be in silence. Now, a lot of people chalk that up as something cultural. Many have said Paul was a chauvinist, that this was cultural. Don't limit gifts today. My only response is that Paul was as cultural as it was at creation. This transcends culture. This goes back to what God has designed at creation. That's what we've been interacting with on Abounding Grace this week, a return to the roles that God has given. And if you think the world's ways are working, if you think the feminist ideals are working, if you think the design that is given in conventional wisdom of this world is having success, look at the divorce rates. Look at the failures. Look at the broken homes. Look at the hurting children. Look and open your eyes all around you. The Apostle Paul is calling us back. He's giving us a way back. And yes, it's painful. I don't like it in my flesh, but this is what it is, nevertheless. And the Lord is telling us the way of true freedom. You ever wonder why no one's happy today? Why no one's fulfilled? Why everyone's searching? Think about God's design. Look where he appeals. For Adam was formed first, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived fell into transgression. You know, in Abounding Grace this week, we're looking at the role of the Christian wife. So here he's giving instructions for the woman. Moderation in dress. That God himself doesn't permit a woman to teach or to have authority over a man, but to be in silence. Why? Well, he explains a reason. Because from the beginning, Eve was deceived in abandoning her role, trying to do things forbidden her, living outside of the functional roles that God had designed and ordained at creation. But here's the beautiful verse, and here's the beautiful answer that the apostle gives. He says, nevertheless, she will be saved in childbearing if they continue in faith, love, and holiness with self-control, most likely talking about the children. Now, that sounds like a hard verse. But this is gospel. There's a possibility for return. He gives hope. When a family is built on the foundation of the solid rock who is Christ, when the family structure is functioning in a redeemed way and overturning the curse, is having been overturned by the blood of Christ, there is this new way. He says she will be saved in childbearing if they continue in faith, love, and holiness with self-control. What's he saying? If they, the children, continue in those things. He's saying, through the blood of Christ, salvation is a reality as the woman returns to her God-assigned role, because that's the fruit of her redemption. And the fruit of that will be witnessed in godly children. Through childbearing, when the children continue in faith, hope, and love, what is he saying? You see the woman's deliverance. So, do you hear the emphasis upon the nurturing of children, being a homemaker, fulfilling the calling of what God had originally designed? There's nothing scornful. There's nothing embarrassing about this. We're so trained today to think that if the woman is not out making money, working hard, putting on the business suit, she's not reaching her capabilities. That is right out of the pit of hell. She is doing her duty, and she's living to the fullest when she is what? The scary word, homemaker. I mean, doesn't Proverbs 31 say that? Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far more than rubies. Now, this doesn't mean she can't work outside of the home. That's not what I'm saying here. What I'm saying is her priorities are right when they're focused on the home. And Paul describes that here. Proverbs 31, who can find this virtuous wife? For her worth is far more than rubies. The hearts of her husband safely trust her. She does him good and not evil. All the days of her life, she works with her hands. She rises while it's yet night and provides food for her household. Her lamp does not go out by night. Her hand holds the spindle. She's making clothing for her family. She extends her hand to the poor. She's not afraid of snow for the household, for all of her household is clothed with scarlet. See, she's working for her home. Children rise up and call her blessed. Well, that's a rare thing today. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Well, on the average magazine cover today is a woman either in a bathing suit or a working clothes. Far cry, right? From what the world holds out as the model woman. Charm is deceitful, beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. So do you hear the emphasis on the submissive role? Listen to Titus 2:2. Older women, likewise, that they be reverent in behavior, not slanders, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may, now listen to the responsibility of older women, that they may admonish the younger women to do what? To love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, ready? Homemakers, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be blasphemed. That is so countercultural today. I've got to read it again. Older women likewise, they be reverent in behavior, not slanderers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they admonish the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, homemakers, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be blasphemed. So in other words, the word of God is blasphemed when women leave those roles and abandon that design. Everything has to do with the home, doesn't it? I know there are many ways we could talk about submission, and I've already said that this is done through striving to fulfill God-given roles, raising and nurturing children, being homemakers, and so on. But I want to say one more thing in closing today. Submission is achieved through this chaste conduct in the woman as she honors the word of God. One of the stresses in Ephesians chapter 5 is that Paul calls the wife to be submissive to their own husbands as to the Lord. And then he adds in verse 24, therefore, just as the church is submissive to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. So as to the Lord and in everything. When a woman does this, God says that in this way, listen, this is so important. This is your motivation. In this way, when you do this, you most strongly demonstrate your love for him. As the church receives the nurturing love of Jesus Christ, so too subjection to the husband brings nurturing response. What a challenge. So many external pressures today. I mean, we don't have to read very far in the Bible to see the assaults of Satan on the marriage institution, lust, adultery. But when the norm for the woman today is to fight for independence, when the norm for the woman today is liberation, the one following the norm of the Bible is viewed by society as not reaching her full capability or potential. That is sad. One pastor said, today this drive for independence has been a direct attack on God's structure. Under the pressure for liberation, she's abandoned the home, and sadly, those doing this are those with children, most still in adolescent years, many under the age of 6. Our society is crumbling for it. But the greater pressure under liberation today is that the woman doesn't have to put up with a man who is failing in the home. She doesn't deserve it, and therefore has all the right to walk away. Well, you know, I agree. Men, next week we're going to get to the man's role, and I've got a lot to say about that. But I want to know what the Lord thinks about that mentality today. Think about 1 Peter 3, verse 13. Therefore, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether to king as supreme or to governors, as to those who are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of those who do good. For this is the will of God, that by doing good you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. And then he goes on to say, when you do this to your masters, suffering wrongly, or even beaten for your faults, he says, when you do good and take these things patiently, you do what is commendable to God. So here's the most important, beautiful thing. When we suffer wrong by those over us, could be church leaders, could be husbands, could be kings, governors, whoever. When we show submission, we model what Jesus Christ did for us. Listen to what it says. For to this you were called, because Christ suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow in his steps, who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth, who when he was reviled did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Did you hear what he said? Christ suffered the worst persecution. He was murdered. He was delivered up. We have all been taught for a lifetime what Jesus went through. If you're a Christian today, that you might have life. You know this. He didn't even open his mouth after all those sufferings for our sin. And Jesus did all that so that we might have life. And he says that's a model for us. So that's the gospel we have. And when we submit to others who treat us unjustly, we model dimly what Jesus did for us. That's the general principle. I recognize there are a lot of what ifs, and I'm not getting into all that. All I'm saying is, look at the model Christ left for us, and look what he calls us to. Wives, likewise, be submissive to your own husbands. Listen, that even if some do not obey the word, they, without a word, may be won by the conduct of their wives when they observe your chaste conduct accompanied by fear. So I know you may have a husband today, dear wife, dear woman, who's not obeying the Lord. You know what the Lord says to you? Don't lose heart. Look to him and let them observe your good conduct and your love of the Lord, that even if they don't obey the word, they will be so convicted that they'll be won. That's what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 7. So this is a wonderful calling the Lord has given to us. And here he commands this. God is sovereign over our circumstances. He holds even the husband's heart in his hand. Part of the blessing of submission on the woman's part will be the nurturing care. This is so beautiful. The nurturing care and love received by the husband. So this is wonderful. That's the benefit of doing this. And the Lord Jesus Christ always provides that nurture and shield for those who fear him. Now, this is a grave situation today we're in. If the marital breakdown in our society is as prevailing as it is today, what about the future? Might we know a day when the sinful world tries to redefine everything and do as the Bible says, saying that there's no longer even the need for marriage? Well, that is going on today, but just remember, Christ is in control. Christ ordained this. He can restore homes. He can bring them back to what they originally were, and he can bring true happiness. May we all strive to love one another in the fear of God, remembering that our love for one another reflects Christ's love for his church. Bounding Grace Radio was brought to you by the United Reformed Church here in Linden. We are a church where the Bible is sincerely believed and faithfully taught. As always, we give you an invite to join us for worship. 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. are the worship service times. Visit us on the web at lindenurc.com or give us a call, 360-318-0429. Again, 360-318-0429. Thanks for tuning in today. May the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ and all of its glory continue to richly bless you.